Now here's some Roots Radio music news. I'm Craig Havighurst. A new Gretchen Peters album is always cause for celebration and contemplation. Dancing with the Beast, her ninth studio project released this spring to rave reviews, is no exception. Peters is back home in Nashville after multiple tours that included the UK and Ireland. She brings her pensive, story-driven songs to the Franklin Theater this Saturday night.
You know, I've been playing these songs every night. I've been touring this record for a couple of months, and I feel like I'm surrounded by sisters.
That's because the album is full of complex characters, girls and women in various states of stress or change, seeking deliverance, redemption, and even justice, like 12-year-old Cora Lee in the song Wichita, who endures abuse from a mystery man.
You took it from my mama. Now you're taking it from me. But you touch my little sister, mister, then you're gonna see. There's worse things than running from the law here in Wichita.
No spoilers, you'll have to listen to see what happens. But Peter says the song does share themes with her career-defining Independence Day, a Grammy-nominated CMA Song of the Year in 1994.
They're meant to be, you know, cautionary tales, songs like this. They're not meant to point out the rightness of taking matters into your own hands. They're meant to point out the wrongness of the situation to begin with.
Though she rarely co-writes, Peters found a copacetic partner in Northern Irish songwriter and Nashville resident Ben Glover for Wichita and three others on the album. Her old friend Matresa Berg appears as well. Watch for my full-length interview with Peters on an upcoming episode of The String and find a link to Saturday's show at WMOT.org.